Congressmen demand Netflix explain demonic transgender content in children's shows. By Warner Todd Houston on October 15, 2025. Tennessee Republican Congressman Tim Burchett is calling for Netflix executives to explain the massive amounts of demonic transgender content in its children's programming. Burchett and House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, R.K.Y., have presented the streamer with a letter calling executives to a committee hearing after learning of the cartoon series called Dead End, Paranormal Park, which was aimed at children under 13, featured a transgender main character. "We need to get them for the committee and ask them what their intentions are with this and if, in fact, they realize what the heck is going on," Rep. Burchett told Fox News. "If they don't come in voluntarily, we ought to subpoena them. Because this is a serious issue. It affects the mental health of our young people. The moral degradation of our society," Burchett added. "And I would love to sit across the table and ask them some questions." Dead End is not the only children's series on Netflix featuring transgender and LGBTQ+ characters. Others include Strawberry Shortcake, Barry in the Big City, The Babysitter's Club, Monster High, and Transformers, Earth's Park, all of which push the radical gay agenda. Burchett wants Netflix executives to explain what controls they have on their service for parents. "I would hope that Congress could rein these corporate giants into the fact that they do have to have some moral standards. Spreading this demonic filth to our children is definitely wrong," the Tennessean said. "The transgender issue is a mental health issue, is what it is. I don't think we should be celebrating or promoting it as very harmful to these folks," Burchett insisted. "The shows that they are targeting for children, for instance, that are showing a little boy becoming a girl, which is biologically impossible. To me, they're just recruiting or grooming young children." The congressman admitted that Netflix has a First Amendment right to air its programming, but he feels there is a fine line between allowing for the First Amendment and seeking tools that are needed to protect people from harming children. Burchett also pointed out that the FCC already has legal grounds to make certain rules for communications corporations, even as he admits that the law has not exactly caught up to online and streaming services. "We're going to have to address all those matters," he insisted. A controversy broke out in September when Hamish Steele, the creator of Dead End, Paranormal Park, took to social media and railed at people saddened by the brutal murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Steele called Kirk a Nazi in an expletive-laden rant on left-wing social media outlet Blue Sky. "You will never guess who the creator of this show is. A/they LGBTQ Blue Sky fan who mocked Charlie's murder and called him a Nazi. Is anyone surprised? pic.twitter.com/FZ7J3LBWK. Libs of TikTok, at Libs of TikTok, September 30, 2025. The series, which launched in 2021, follows Barry Gutman, voiced by trans actor Zach Barak, who is described as a gay transgender teen boy. The storyline follows Barry as his dog Pugsley, Alex Brightman, becomes possessed by the demon Timaeus, and hilarity ensues. Dead End is about terrifying demons, vengeful ghosts and mysterious magic, Steele said of the series after it was picked up by Netflix. "It is also about coming of age in a world that wasn't made for you. It's a drama about found family, identity and making mistakes. I've always dreamed of making the show I needed as a lonely, horror-obsessed closeted gay kid, and thanks to Netflix and our ridiculously talented, diverse and representative writers' room and crew, we have shot way past my dreams and into wildest fantasy territory," he added. The series survived for 2 seasons before being cancelled by Netflix. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.